Yes, we do. I don't know who's excited to watch this. I'm like so amped. I've booked tickets. I'm going to the pre-screening. Like, I'm there. So Endgame comes out on the 25th. This is a plug for Stoke Nicole and whatever. Go watch it in your cinemas. But this movie is going to be amazing. What has this got to do with church? Nothing. I just wanted to show a nice clip. I'm joking. Don't stress. So in Avengers, if you've been following along the journey, at the moment, 50% of the population is gone. Thanos snapped his fingers, 50% of the people left. They dissolved, disappeared, they're gone. But I'm hoping in Avengers Endgame, the saviors, the team, the Avengers, are going to come together and bring some change. And hopefully those people will be saved. That was my... I had to make a link somewhere. So just like the world in the Avengers needs a savior, we need a savior too. Yeah. So we're starting the giving series. It's going to be 5 weeks learning what is giving, different aspects of giving. And today we're starting off with the greatest gift. And the greatest gift, salvation. I could put my mic down and finish, but it's cool. I'll keep going. In your groups at your tables, I want you to discuss this question. What do you understand by the word salvation? What does it mean? Have you heard it? Do you know what it means? Maybe you've heard Pastor Sai downstairs preaching about salvation. What does it mean to you? You have 2 minutes. Go for it. Somebody from this table, what did you guys think salvation is, Drew?
We said that salvation is being saved. It's like turning over a new leaf. Like starting fresh all over again.
Yes. It's as if you were here earlier. Wow. Awesome. Somebody from this table?
We just spoke about being saved from us from sins, and then that we, even though the said, even though we continue to sin, we're still saved in believing that Jesus saved us, and also having a relationship with God through Christ. And what else? Yeah, and knowing ourselves through Christ.
Nice. Let's give a round of applause to the people who were brave enough to speak. Well done, well done. Awesome. So, the big question is, what is salvation? As Thor and Loki are so perfectly are wondering, what is salvation? I'm going to give you 3 points. I like that, well, actually I don't. One person has a journal. Everybody else. You really should invest in journals and notebooks so you can take notes to make sure that you remember, because our brains, they're not very good at remembering. Take notes. Okay, so number one, we have all sinned. Neo, have you sinned? Neo sinned. Peter, have you sinned? Pastor Mark? Once. You see, he's a pastor, so I'm joking. Pastor Sai has sinned. I've sinned. Barack Obama sinned. Everybody sinned. We have all sinned. Romans 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So yes, we've all sinned. And sin, the penalty of sin is death. We should all die for our sin. But, it's always a but, it's great. The gift of Christ is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay? Number two, without salvation, we will be eternally separated from God. So Thanos, he's like the supervillain. He's the guy that snapped his fingers and 50% of the earth was just gone. Sometimes I try to like picture the devil as something, so I put, that's like the devil in my mind. He's pure evil, and it's like if we don't give our lives to Christ, it's like we're just chilling with Thanos in his little lair. It's not great. It says in Revelation 21, verse 15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Think of a lake, a dam, Emerentia Dam's down the road. Now picture that as fire, and then jumping into it. That's not so fun. I don't know. Maybe you guys like swimming in fire. I'm not a fan of that sort of thing. And then you're doing that forever. It's not great. I burnt my finger yesterday. We were making pizza. It was delicious, by the way. I burnt my finger a little bit here. And that was like incredibly painful. I had to rush to get water and ice. And imagine your whole body burning forever. It's not my idea of fun. I don't know. Maybe. But if you want that, it's cool. That works for me. Then number three, we need to be born again. This is a confusing concept because I was born on the 5th of June, 1999, in Solomon Park Hospital in Boxburg. How can I get born again? It's a bit confusing. Jesus said to a Pharisee, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If you're not born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. I like thinking about it this way. My sister Shayla, she was adopted. So she had different parents to my own. She's a different color skin to me. But my parents, when she was 6 months, said, we're going to adopt Shayla. If you look on Shayla's birth certificate, her parents are Jonathan and Joanne Party. She is my parents' child. She is my sister because she's been adopted into my family. And Jesus does the same for us. When we're adopted into his family, we become heirs to the kingdom. That's pretty cool because the kingdom of God is heaven. I want to be an heir to heaven. It's like if you are an heir to your parents' investment, property, whatever they have becomes yours. Let's say they pass away. You inherit their house. You inherit their car, if they have a nice car, hopefully. You inherit all these things. But it's the same for the kingdom. If we are heirs to the kingdom, we inherit that and we get to go to heaven for eternity, which is a long time. It's great. Now, this is Bloemfontein. It's a great, great place. It's small. It's okay. It's nice. This is Bloemfontein. Once upon a time, me and my family were driving to Cape Town for a conference, and we're driving on the N1. It's great. All's well. We got to just before Bloemfontein, like one off-ramp from the heart of Bloemfontein, and this truck, this white truck, came racing by us. They started hooting and waving. It was two Afrikaans men. You know those rachtig Afrikaans men with the long hair on their legs, short shorts, comb in the sock. Great, those guys. Yeah, they said. They were like waving. My dad was like, what? They're waving, going crazy. So eventually we decided, let's just pull over, see what they want. They're like, your tire is falling off. And little did we know that the tire was like loose and was like wiggling around. So if we hadn't have stopped, we would have probably had an accident. It's on the freeway, could have crashed into a truck. We could have died, the whole family. Those Afrikaans men decided, let's tell them, let's not just drive past. Let's speak to them, tell them that they're going to die if they don't make a plan. Those Afrikaans men were our saviors. They chose to not just mind their own business. They didn't have a problem. They were fine. Their car had all their four wheels attached. But they decided, hey, these guys are struggling. Let's help. They saved us. They took us to this garage. It was a Sunday. Everything was closed, but they called their friend. They organized us to get to this garage where the guy fixed our tire and everything was fine. But they chose to give. They didn't get paid. Nobody said, here's 50 rand. Help these guys. It's like Jesus. He freely gave his life for us to save us. He saw that we were destined to death, destined to destruction. He said, let me be the savior. Make sense? Cool. So I'm going to play you a clip. It's a testimony of Lecrae. Lecrae is a really cool rapper. Anybody listen to Lecrae? Yeah. Peter? Yeah. He's really talented. And this video is really, really cool, powerful. So pay attention. Thank you, Miles.
I spent my whole life just burdened for something. Hungering for something, thirsting after, chasing this thing that I couldn't put my finger on ultimately. I was abused by older people, some in the family, some outside of the family. So as I got older, I always talked back. I always got in fights. My whole world was surrounded by guns and drugs and gangs. I remember in front of all my friends, just telling them to watch this. And as a lady was driving down the street, I jumped in the middle of the street and pointed the gun right at her. Just to see her panic and freak out. And it was just me seeking power. By 16, I was getting high on a daily basis and got involved with woman after woman after woman. And you know, when you mix drugs, you mix alcohol, you mix youth, it's cause for an explosion. My mother was really concerned about me. I remember she just grabbed a Bible, I said, I don't know what to do, but you just need to read this Bible. You know, I remember taking the pages of the Bible and just ripping them out and throwing them on the ground and saying, I don't care about your God. I don't care about this. This isn't mean anything to me. I was in a really dark place. I was really lonely, really depressed. And a friend of mine reached out and invited me to a conference. And I'm thinking, why not? My mind was blown when I got there. I had never seen anything like it. I saw guys with bullet wounds and ex-gang members who loved Jesus. And I had never seen anything like that before. And so I was intrigued. I'll never forget the pastor. You know, he started talking about Jesus. And talking about him in an intense way that I had never thought about before. I had never just imagined Jesus as a real person going through real things. I just kind of thought of him as this fairy, off, distant person. But he brought it home to me, and he started talking about Jesus being beaten and being whipped for a crime he didn't commit, and the skin being ripped off his back, and him having to, in the midst of his pain, carry this cross up this mountain of a skull and being pinned to this cross. It was so vivid and visual to me. It was like I could see this happening to Jesus. And I remember him saying, like, how dare you tough guys call my Jesus a punk? You know, like, look at what he went through. And then the preacher said, do you not know you've been bought with a price? And it just came to a head. It was like, wow. Jesus literally took all of this on his own back for me. You know, I remember bowing out, just head touching the ground and saying, I'm sorry, God, I'm sorry. But one step led to another, which led to another. And, you know, I was back drinking and sleeping around with women. And the conviction that I was now feeling was so strong. And I remember driving on the highway, just thinking to myself, God, you gotta do something. Because if you don't do something, I might hurt myself or hurt somebody else. I don't know what's gonna happen, but just don't kill me. I get cut off by a truck, and my truck just starts tipping until it flips over and starts rolling fast. The glass is coming in, the windshield cracks. I'm not wearing a seatbelt at all, so I'm kind of floating around the car. And I looked myself over. There was just a piece of glass stuck in my arm, and I pulled it out, and that was it. I said, Lord, I need to get with you. I need you to change me. I need you to really make this real, and I need to stop running from you. I was genuinely trying to know him more and read my Bible and grow. And I really began to be a passionate Christ follower. But you set me free. I gave you no reason to give me new seasons, to give me new life, new breathing. But you hung there bleeding. You died for my lies and my cheating, my lust and my greed. What is a man? I realized you don't earn righteousness, that none of us is righteous, not even one, and that our works are like filthy rags to God. Jesus lived the life I could not live and died the death I should have died. You know, that gets me every time, just to think, man, I gain everything by putting my trust in him.
I think that's so cool. I gain everything by putting my trust in him. You know, Lecrae was probably considered a bad man. He slept around, took drugs, was in a gang, played with guns. But God forgave him. Don't you think he could forgive you too? So, how do we receive this gift? It's all good and well having a gift. Like at Christmas time, we've got Christmas tree, there's gifts around the tree. The gift's there. But if we don't go and pick it up and take it, it's just going to sit there. It's not going to be used. So how do we actually receive this gift? First of all, we need to believe. We need to believe that Jesus is our Savior. This is very hard for me sometimes to believe because you can't see Jesus. So to believe is challenging. But it's probably one of the most important things. We need to believe. John 3 verse 16 says, we all know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So remember Thanos and the fire? We don't want that. We want eternal life with Christ. So we need to believe in him so that we don't perish, but have eternal life. Number two, we need to confess. Confess our sins. Confess that we've broken, that we have sinned. And then we need to recognize that Jesus is Lord. Romans 10 verse 5 says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. The Bible promises. I love the Bible. It gives like statements that are promises to you. You will be saved. And in 2 weeks' time, it's Easter, and we can learn all about how Jesus died on the cross for us. But he did for you, and you will be saved. Number three, we need to repent. We need to turn away from our old ways and turn to Christ. I like doing this demonstration. This is us walking in sin. Sin, adultery, theft, stop. Repent means to turn 180 degrees and go back this way, walking in freedom, walking in Christ. It's not 360. Often we think 360. We're walking, repent. Ah, sin. Yay. It's not 360, okay? It's 180 degree turn. Cool? Got it? We need to repent. And then lastly, we just need to receive. We receive the free gift of eternal life that Jesus Christ offered on the cross. Yes? Receive. Just to look at that again, we believe, we confess, we repent, and then we receive. The cool thing is that this gift is for everyone. It's for the random person walking down the street now. It's for the people in church. It's for Neo, it's for Drew, it's for Katlecho, it's for every single one of us. But the big question is, do you want the gift? Do you want the greatest gift that there is? I mean, I know I do. Could you guys bow your heads, close your eyes? So if during this sermon, this preach, this message, that you feel something in your heart, something like nudging you, something, don't quite know what it is, you feel maybe a little bit uneasy, you know that you haven't received this, the greatest gift. If that's you, you feel like, hey, maybe I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to go to the fiery lake. I want to walk in you, Jesus, and I want to walk in freedom. If that's you, I'd like you to raise your hand where you are. Everybody else's eyes are closed, so don't stress. Just raise your hand where you are. Cool, I see your hand. Awesome. With your eyes closed, I'd like everybody to pray with me. So you can follow after me, everyone. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God and that you came down to earth and died for my sins and rose again on the third day. I confess that I am a sinner and in need of your salvation. I come to you now and ask that you will come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And forgive me of my sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You guys can open your eyes. If you made that choice today, you're free. You're living a life with Jesus in your heart. And the journey is tough. The journey is not easy. The Bible promises persecution on Christians. But you're living a life for Christ, and you know that when your life comes to an end, you're going to be living with Jesus in his kingdom. So if you've made this choice and you want to speak to somebody, speak to one of the adult leaders. They'll talk to you. They'll give you some resources that you can use to help you through this amazing choice. Let's just give a round of applause to everyone who made the decision today. It's a big choice. Well done. So we've decided that this series is going to be about declaring and saying something over your life, because we do the offering declaration because we want to declare into our finances, declare into our giving. So if everybody could just stand with me, we're going to read this declaration together. I'll count you down. 3, 2, 1. I am born again. I am chosen by the King. My life will never be the same again. I have received the greatest gift and will live forever. Amen. 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 So you guys can sit again quickly. I just love the scripture. I had to put it up. It says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, therefore, if any man, that includes us ladies, not me as a lady, but therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So when we accept Christ, we're a new creation. And all the old things, they passed away. They're gone. And we walk in our new creation. Can I pray for us? Is that cool? Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the word you've given us today, Lord God. Thank you that we can walk in you and walk and receive this greatest gift, Lord God. Thank you that we know that with you in our lives, our future has been determined and that we're living for you, Lord God. Help us to walk in that this week, Lord God, and help us to have a wonderful week. Help us to stay safe and be blessed. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. If you're not on the WhatsApp group and receiving daily devotions, you're really missing out. Daily devotions come to us every single day on our phones in the evening, and they're amazing. They're written by people on our team. They're amazing. So if you're not getting those and you want to, speak to one of the leaders. They'll add you to the WhatsApp group, and you'll get those every day. And then this is just an overview of the series that we're doing. It's 5 weeks on giving. Week one is today, the greatest gift. Week two, next week, giving gives back. Week three is the giving habit. Week four, giving to others. And week five, the giving heart. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. If you want to find out what any of that means, come on Sunday and you'll find out more. Thank you so much and have a wonderful Sunday.